Blog Talk Radio.
Then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
Daytime After Dark. Will is on his way. Yeah, Willie is on his way. So, I am so excited about the show tonight. One of our favorite actresses on the, you know, on the block and, you know, in daytime is joining us tonight. And I am so excited because we, you know, we love her and we miss her in daytime and we want her to come back in daytime. And so, you know, I cannot wait to introduce to you guys now. Yes, I cannot wait to introduce her. Right now. So here is, you know, on Seventh Heaven and, Zenner Hospital, and she just did a great stint on Days of Our Life. Hey, Will. Here is Alisa Lee Willis, people. Hi, welcome. Alisa?
Yes, hi, how are you?
Oh, my God, we are great. This is Will. Say hi, Will.
Hi, Will. Alisa. How are you?
Hi.
I adore you on General Hospital. We miss you, and we want you back.
Oh, that's so sweet. That's so sweet. Yeah, I miss those guys. It's been a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going through your – I don't know if you've seen the promo or not, and, you know, Carly can always send it to you, but I enjoyed finding the right pictures. So very, very perfectionist here. I found the right pictures to promote so everyone knows that we're interviewing Courtney tonight.
Oh, great. Great. Very cool. I can't wait to see those.
Yeah. So how was your Labor Day weekend? Did you have a good one?
I had a great one. I was actually, spending it with my daughter. I have a 2.5-year-old named Simone, who is now crawling out the doggy door as we speak.
Oh, let's speak.
Hey, what are you doing? So we had a great weekend. I've just been, you know, juggling being a mom and working and having a good life.
Oh, she sounds so cute.
All right, so Alisa, we got the first question of the night. It's actually from a member from GH Addicts. I don't know if you're on Facebook or not, but check out, it's a GH group, and we call, you know, it's called GH Addicts, and I'm proud to be an administrator on there. Here's her question. It's from Susan Yeager-Smeltzer, and she would like to know what you've been up to since you've left GH.
Well, since I left, I did a handful of shows and movies after GH, and then I took a break when I got pregnant with my daughter, and took some time to stay home with her and be a mom. So I took a good like 3 years off to stay home with her, and then I just got back to work. I did a little recurring on Days of Our Lives, and then I just recently had the lead part in a Lifetime movie called The Family Trust. It's called The Family Trust.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so okay. we just wrapped about a week ago. So, yeah, I've just been getting back into work mode.
Cool. Okay, so you mentioned shows. What kind of shows? Because, you know, in today's world, we can just Google you or find you on YouTube on videos. Any main ones that we can find that we could add to our YouTube collection?
Let me see. Since GH, I did American Heiress. I did The L Word. I did a movie called The Terror Experiment, and then I did a movie called Julia X.
Oh, my
and
God. You were on The L Word? I love that show.
Yeah, it was. It was on for a whole season. It was great. We got to shoot out in Vancouver for 4 months and just had a great time. It was great.
Was that on the final? Would that be the final season of L Word, or what season?
I think it was the final season. It was either the final season or the season before, and it was season. I think it was season 5.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah,
awesome. I was a big Seven Heaven fan. But I loved when you were on it. I adored you. Yes, and, you know, I'm glad they brought you back for, you know, not the final season, but a couple of seasons, you know, they brought you back into the story, which I thought was great. I thought they should have brought you into, like, the ending. That would have been, because I loved your character. So how was it working on Seventh Heaven?
That was my first TV show. That was the first theatrical job I ever had in the business. I was 17 when I got it. And, you know, it spanned through about 5 years. So I feel like I learned so much from being on that show from the beginning till when I finished. And I got to work with Jesse Beale, and she was great, and just a wonderful cast and crew. And that was just where I learned, you know, how to be on set and pretty much how to act. So, yeah, that was a great experience.
All right,
yeah,
Alicia, we got a two-part question to ask. This one's first one's going to be from a fan. His name is Raymond Shoemate Jr., and he wants to know about your most memorable moment when you've unexpectedly recognized in the public.
In the bathroom. Someone was in the stall next to me, and they said, "Aren't you Courtney?" And I was like, "Can we, mind if I finish first?" Swear to God, yes, they were right next to me. I was like, "This is a little awkward," but yeah, that was the most memorable. I'm not going to forget that one anytime soon.
Well, Alicia, I got to say, and babe, don't get mad, okay? But it's just me. I got to say this. Alicia, you've got it going on, girl. Damn.
Oh, hey. I'm not mad at you.
So I got Carly here. It's your... I don't know if she told me her are dating, so I'm being good because I'm interviewing, you know, I'm interviewing Courtney here. I mean, that's like epic. You got to know this, Alicia. You are known as Courtney. No matter what you do, you're going to live it down. You are Courtney on GH, like, it's stuck in your tombstone. It's ready. It's embraced. Okay, here's my question. This is the second parter. You're going to love this. Okay, well, it might break into two parts, but did you already heard, right, that Billy Miller is going to be the new Jason for General Hospital?
Wait, that what?
Billy Miller is the new Jason Morgan on General Hospital.
Oh, are they going back?
Yeah.
Yep.
I was just curious because that's my next question for you from the fans. We want to know, what would you think if Courtney came back to Port Charles with this new Jason? Do you think, like, in your mind, how would you shake it up with Courtney involving herself with Jason's life? Any ideas?
Well, I mean, I would always be open to, it'd be difficult to bring me back since my character died, but
you know, if they figured out a way.
How did your character die? Because I'm curious on that.
You don't remember, babe?
I think I was in childbirth, and she had the monkey flu or something like that. Something weird like
that.
Oh,
you died. Okay.
Some kind of virus.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Well, I ask because I'm a writer, and us writers, you know, we'll bring you back if whatever it takes. I don't care to say, oh, it wasn't Courtney. It was like a fake, you know, maybe like maybe someone that looked like Courtney, but it really wasn't, kind of like the way did Robin when she was presumed dead.
There
we'll
you go.
That.
Hey.
Okay, check it up. I'm a writer. I would bring you back. Okay. Tell us more. Let's say if we were bringing you back as Courtney. What would you suggest to, like, any writers that could bring you back involved with the new Jason storyline?
I don't know. Maybe Courtney has an evil twin.
Ooh. Oh, my God. You are bad.
You never know.
Okay.
In that crazy,
world. I've got some fun little puzzlers for you of these questions I want to know. And the fans want to know, too, so I'm asking for them. Okay. What is your favorite dessert?
My favorite dessert? That would have to be chocolate chip cookies, for sure.
Ooh.
Okay, you and I just became best friends because I love that. Chocolate chip cookies
my
are
favorite.
My favorite.
Yep.
My daughter and I make them all the time. We teach her how to bake.
Cute.
That's
our
thing.
I have a daughter too. She's 6 and she turned 7 in October, so she's Daddy's little girl. Yeah, she just started first grade, so we love her that.
Oh, nice!
Okay.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Yeah, proud dad. All right, here's the other one. What of the foods that are out there, which ones would you not eat?
Not eat? Oh, goodness.
Yeah, what would you put on your not-eat menu?
Probably, like, I'm not a big fan of escargot. I've tried it.
Okay. Yep, I agree.
Escargot, oysters, I'm not a big fan of the texture thing. Yeah, and black licorice. I can't stand black licorice.
Oh, wow. Are you sure we didn't grow up together? Because you just got the same interest as I do. Seriously, like, oh, my God, it's the same, like, goosebumps. Okay,
we go way back.
What about like, TV shows? Is there, like, any TV shows that are coming out or fall returning favorites that you would love to be a part of? We got listeners, so believe me, they're listening. Maybe we can put you on there. Hey, Carly can tell you, we're good. We could do petitions, and your fans would sign it,
yes.
And we could get on.
Hey, I'm all about it. Let's get it going.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan. I don't know if they wrapped or not, because I'm watching it on Netflix, but I love Sons of Anarchy, and I love Orange is the New Black. I really like the gritty shows on right now. But yeah, I'm a big fan of Sons of Anarchy right now. But I don't know if they finished or not. I can't, because I haven't gotten to the last season yet. I'm binge watching it right now.
Well,
I gotta say I love me some Charlie Hunnam.
I know. Yeah, I heard about that they didn't make him Mr. Christian Grey. They should have pleaded that all they had to wait. This was the final season. That's all they had to do.
Yeah,
but,
I think he made the
Let's
right
see.
Choice.
I already promised Carly I'd go watch it with her, even if they did not have the right actor, in my opinion, because, you know, you got to have the right actor for the right film. Otherwise, it don't work.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, so, Courtney, here's the other question I was going to ask you. Well, not really a question, it's more like a suggestion, because I like watching a lot of TV shows, and I'm a big Shonda Rhimes fan. I could definitely see you in something like maybe Grey's Anatomy or the new show that's coming out, which is called How to Get Away with Murder.
Oh, yeah. I think
could you see yourself in there? Like, could you see that vision?
Absolutely. I think too, my whole thing right now is that, you know, I'm in my 30s now. I have a daughter. I'm not, you know, I really am into playing the strong female characters.
God.
Where they're smart and they're strong and they're, you know, they're either a crazy badass. I don't know if I can say that. Bleep.
Oh, yep.
Or they are just, you know.
I'm upset because I've been an actor like you. I was an actor back in college, so I know how you feel. You're like, is it okay if we cuss just a little bit? They're like, I always say, well, if you want to cuss, go on. So.
Oh, yeah. I think they had
outtakes.
Anger. cursing, yeah, I probably curse between every scene. I used to have a potty mouth. Now I have to clean it up.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have a kid.
What about any summer movies that you've seen that you recommend to your fans to, like, check out?
Any movies that I've seen recently, gosh, you know what's funny is, like, I went to my first cartoon movie in the theater with my daughter. Nowadays, I don't get out to the movies very much, but we went and saw Planes, and it was adorable. She fell asleep halfway through. But Maleficent was awesome with Angelina Jolie. I love her.
Yes.
That was really fun. I actually saw that at a drive-in movie theater.
Oh, my
randomly.
God.
Yeah, and it was so cool. I'm trying to think of anything else that I've seen lately. It's been a bit. I would definitely...
Have you seen Guardians of the Galaxy yet?
No, I haven't.
Okay, you gotta watch that. You were good. Babe, what's that movie that you said something about the stars?
Oh, the stars.
The Fountain of Stars. It's supposed to be really good.
Carly says it's really good.
Yes. I didn't see it, but I read the book.
Okay, cool.
I'm so scared to read the ending. I haven't because I don't want to cry because, I mean, I have a relationship with this guy.
Yeah.
So I haven't read the ending. I'm like, I have to read this ending. But I'm like, But Elisa, I have a question for you. Babe, I'm taking over now. I love the relationship with you and Monique Bernard on screen together, you and Sunny. I mean, Courtney and Sunny finally grew into actually liking each other and loving each other. What was your favorite moment for you guys? Because I loved all the moments of you guys together.
You know, I think I've said it before, but when we shot that episode where we were all dressed in like 20s garb, mm-hmm. and we did that whole, 20s style scene. There was something about that day that was just so, everyone was just having, I mean, we were working crazy long hours, but everyone was just having such a good time and laughing, and I felt like that day was just the one that really sticks out in my memory. And, I was really fortunate to be able to work with him because I feel like I learned a lot about, taking the craft seriously from him and how to kind of stand up for yourself and play the role like you want to play it. I have a lot of respect for him.
He's been doing a great job with your son, Spencer. They named him Spencer. And those two, if you ever get the new hospital ever, I know with a kid you probably don't have time, but those scenes are good. I mean, they finally put the Corinthos in the Cassadine for Spencer to have that part of the family, because for a while they were not doing that and the fans got mad, and because, we think Spencer could be the next Sunny, which is scary, but I could go for it. So, and I was a Zax and Courtney fan. I was a Courtney and Nicholas fan. I could not make up my mind who I wanted you with. I was a Jason and Courtney fan until, you kind of lied about the baby, and then, like, oh, she just lost him forever. So out of all those pairings, which one were you really, really invested in?
Well, I think Jason was the first true love of Courtney's life,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's the one that always sticks with you forever, I think that her being with Nicholas was a good pairing, and I just love working with Tyler because we would just crack up constantly on set. The two of us would, like, we'd hardly be able to get through a scene because we'd be laughing so hard. So we just had the best time, and I mean, just working with Ingo and Steve oh my God, I just got a total, just working with all the guys, I just feel like I got really lucky to be paired up with them, and Yeah, they're just and Billy, Tyler, Ingo, Steve. I mean, how lucky am I, Maurice? I'm a lucky girl.
Oh yeah, I mean, and you worked a little with Anthony Geary, didn't you? I mean, didn't Luke and Courtney ever? You guys cross at some point, didn't you? I mean, Luke and Courtney, or did you not? I mean, I could have sworn you guys were in something. I could be wrong, but I've always thought you were.
I'm trying to think, as like, not romantically.
No, not romantically, but, you know.
No, but we've been in scenes. We worked together. I'm trying to remember what we did. I mean, there was so much footage over the years. It's hard to remember. But I know that Tony and I worked together, and what a class act. I just think the world of him, and I know that everyone does. I'm not alone in that. But, yeah, he was a lot of fun to work with.
And yeah,
so Alicia,
Alicia,
we got a new question, and this is from Cheryl Riggs of Tumblr, and she's got a very interesting question for you. She wants to know, how was it like finding out that your character was going to be, turned out to be Sunny Corinthos' sister? Was it intimidating, or were you ready to just jump in and get right into the heart of the role?
You know, actually, I was excited. I didn't think when I was reading for it, I was kind of thinking, well, we don't really look alike, so it's going to be interesting to see how they play that. But then, you know, I mean, when I got it, I was just, you know, I was over the moon. I was so excited, and you know, to be able to work off, you're only as good as the actors that you work off of, and I feel like
right.
He gave me so much. He always, you know, he was always so present and was always, you know, never phoned it in, not once. So, I have a lot of respect for him in that aspect. So I felt lucky. And yes,
aww.
Was I intimidated? Of course I was intimidated.
I think it was
22 when I got the job. I was a baby.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I was intimidated, but they made me feel right at home from the get go. So.
Well, you've definitely got to check out those scenes like Carly was saying of Spencer that plays on GH. He plays your son now, older. It's definitely a riot because we enjoy watching, especially with the writers doing such a good job. He's showing all the layers, like just his attributes from being like you to being like. Nicholas and then Sonny, a mixture of it. It's hilarious. You got to watch it one day. You would.
I will. I'll check it out.
You know, off your seat or something like that.
I will check it out.
Well, I was sad when you died. I mean, I cried when you died. I'm like, no, they are not doing this to me. And I took it really personal, too. Because I love the Carly and Courtney relationship, that was like, you guys are so perfect as friends. I mean, no matter what you two did, it was great. And especially with Faith Roscoe, those scenes when you and Carly went after Faith and you were kind of scared, and then you're like, okay, I'm over this. We need to do something. And, you know, Cynthia Preston is coming on the show. We don't know when. But how was working with Faith Roscoe? Because, you know, she was a little spitfire, too. And
Yes, she was. We all keep in touch, and we all talk every once in a while. And I just... there was a connection there, as well as with Tamara. There was a connection with Cindy and with Tamara where we just genuinely loved each other and loved working together. And I think that showed in the scenes, even when it was like coming across as, you know, Faith and Courtney were enemies, you could still tell there was like a good connection there, even though, you know, we were playing the opposite of what we really felt about each other. But, I loved working with Cindy. She's so much fun, quirky, sweet, lovable, just all around awesome girl. Woman, I should say.
So, Alicia, I've got a two-part question for you, and this one's on my end. I wanted to know, if you were to do a feature film in Hollywood, which Hollywood actor would you like to work alongside of?
Oh, Well, I mean, who doesn't want to work with Ryan Gosling?
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
I just wanted to mention that. That's interesting. That's, I could definitely see you being paired with him. That would be awesome.
Him or Charlie Hunnam or, you know, I was kind of bummed I wasn't there for James Franco. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, James Franco's on the show, and I'm gone.
Oh, yeah, you've got that little obsession with Charlie Hunnam. I caught that.
Oh, yes. Please sign me up for that.
Wow, that sounds fun. Okay. And then the other one I wanted to ask, this is the second part. If you weren't able to come back to GH and let's say another role came up on daytime, any soap opera actor that you kind of would make an entrance or would try, you know, and if you did, what kind of role would you like to play?
You know, I loved working on Dave. It was a blast.
Yes.
The cast over there was amazing. They were so sweet. I have a lot of friends that went over to Young and the Restless, so that would be fun, too. I mean, I love daytime. I love just the tight-knit community and the fans. And, I mean, it's just, like, such a job.
Yeah.
If anyone asked me, I'd go back to daytime. I would have a blast. What kind of character? I don't know. I've always been the nice girl, so maybe it'd be fun to come on as a bad girl. Definitely.
Yeah.
Anyone?
I like the bad girl type. That's good.
Yeah. Right. What, honey? Okay.
What I loved is when you were on dates and you and Ari Zucker were great together. I mean, I was so glad you were on there for that couple of dates. I wanted it to be longer. I'm like, yes, he's back in daytime, yay. I did the happy dance.
I know. I loved it,
and I thought maybe they were going to keep you on for a while. You know, I was hoping. Would you ever want, I mean, if dates called you back, would you go? Because I loved you.
Absolutely. I would love to go back there. I mean, I really enjoyed it over there. And Marnie, the casting director over there, is one of my friends, and I love her to death. And I just, I'd be thrilled to go back there. Yeah,
you could end up at Y&L back with Steve. Sorry, I didn't know how to go there. I mean, that would be awesome.
He's on Young and the Restless,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's on Young and the Restless.
That would be so awesome to go work with Steve again. It would be hilarious.
Okay, don't get mad at me, babe. Okay. So when I was on the set of Y&L, and I saw him, and my mom was, like, talking to him, like, just, like, you know, nothing. And I walked over to him. I'm like, Mom, you don't know who this is. This is Jason, the enforcer mobs do. Now he's playing Dylan, and he started cracking up. And I kept staring into those blue eyes. I was, like, transfixed. And I couldn't. And he's like, are you okay? I'm like, uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I kept staring into, you know, but, you know, you pass with Elisa tonight. If Steve came on, we would both be in trouble, okay? So, but no, we love, you know, we would love you back. I mean, we would love you on prime time. I mean, I would love you back on 7/7, but they canceled it. And,
yeah.
You know, I saw you on CSI Miami. That was good. So
you could do
Blue Bloods. Another favorite show of mine is Blue Bloods. Babe, we have a couple calls.
Good. Let's take them. Let's see. Let's go ahead.
Okay. 781, you're on the air. 781, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hold on. Hi, you're on the air with us.
Hi, it's Elise.
Hi.
Hi,
welcome
how
to...
are you?
Good.
Hi, how's it going? Alicia, I haven't seen you since, oh my God, Super Soul Weekend in Florida.
Oh my goodness, those were the days.
Those were the days, I know. We actually had a blast together. I don't know if you remember, but it was a long. Your brother actually was expecting his first child at the time.
Oh my gosh, that was a long time ago. My
long
goodness.
Time ago, I know.
So yeah, your
brother,
a big boy now.
Your brother doesn't live far from me in Florida, so.
Oh yeah, he's in St. Augustine. Yeah.
Exactly, I know. And I was
crazy.
In Melbourne, but now I'm on the West Coast, so. But, I've, like, caught, like, I'm still in your fan club, as a matter of fact.
Oh, cool.
And,
nice.
Yeah. So I've been following, like, most of your career. But, I was wondering, because I'm like, I wonder what she's up to. I mean, I get your letters and your pictures still all the time in the mail, and I appreciate that.
What? Being a part of it.
Yeah, thanks. I loved you and Jason together. That was my favorite on General Hospital, I think. And I loved, and then when you had the beat, I mean, oh yeah, you definitely have to check out the YouTube video of your son on GH that plays your son. He is such a spitfire. He's so cute. He is a Casper
mm-hmm.
9, definitely.
Oh, I gotta check it out. I want to check
you
it out.
You definitely
sure.
do. The kid Nicholas that plays him, he is so cute.
Aw,
yes.
Nice. Yeah, I'll check it out when we get off the phone. I'll look him up.
Yeah, he's cute. But yeah, after Steve left, I didn't think they'd ever recast after 21 years. But I guess Billy Miller is going to be on GH as the new Jason. I wonder who they're going to pair him up with. Everybody's saying Liz, but I don't know.
Ah, who knows? I'd like to. Well, they weren't they together in the past? They were.
Yes.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that
would be Rick is back now. When Rick and her started, but now he's supposedly dead, and I don't know what's going on with that. So Rick's supposed to be coming back though. Because I talked to Rick.
Oh, that's exciting.
I had talked to Rick Hurst on the phone because his son actually goes to school in Boston, and I'm originally from Boston. So I was up there when he was up there, and we had chatted on the phone, and we were going to get together, but it just was crazy because he was moving his kids into the dorms, and he can't really tell me anything anyway when he's coming back, but supposedly soon, I guess.
Oh, that's exciting. I love Rick. Well, that's one of the nicest people
nice
I've ever
guy.
Worked with. And one of the nicest people I've ever worked with. He's just him and his wife, Donna.
They're both so nice.
Great people.
Yes. Yeah, I met Steve at Super Soap Weekend. Right after my surgery, he came to Florida for Super Soap Weekend, one of the last few that they had. And I told my husband, I'm like, I don't care, surgery, no surgery. If I have to limp, I'm going. Because I've never met Steve and Cherie, and I wanted to meet them. And he's like, what are you doing here? And I'm just like, never met you. Like, you're the only GH cast member, I think, other than a couple that I haven't met. So, and they were both so sweet, so nice.
Yeah, they really are. And that's dedication on your part. Good for you.
Tell me about it. And I still chat with, you know, even though he's on YNR, and I don't watch Young and Restless, but I've heard, you know, his storyline and stuff like that on there. But, you know, I still talk to him on Twitter and stuff all the time.
I just signed on to Twitter probably like 3 weeks ago.
Oh, really?
I'm still learning how to use it, and I'm just like so
backwards
on it. I'll
have to find you on there.
Yeah, everybody look me up on Twitter. I'm on
definitely.
There. It's me. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I just started a Facebook page for business for acting, and literally like this week I'm like getting on the bandwagon like a little behind.
<That's>
a little behind. I've been busy.
I keep I mean I
I see the pictures with Tamara because I have, you know, Tamara's on there. So I had chatted with her a few times and asked her about you and stuff like that, what you're up to. So she has told me too. So I know she's on there, but not that often.
Yeah, she's the one who actually got me to do it. We went to lunch like a month ago, and she's like, the fans have been asking you to get to your page. I'm like, okay, I'll do it. So I'm doing it now, and it's fun. It's fun to get on there every once in a while and kind of touch base and see. And everyone, it's mostly GH fans, and they are so sweet. So sweet.
Yep.
And hello?
Yep.
Go ahead. Okay.
Just listening to you.
I live up in the like hills, and I get the worst reception up here. I'm like in the middle of nowhere. I don't know. I just, ever since I've been on there, just seeing people and the reaction and the sweet things people say. I mean, it just like really, it makes you feel good. You know, about the work you've done, and yeah, it's pretty cool.
I know. I cried my eyes out when Courtney died.
Number only one.
That was so
sad.
It was really sad.
I remember having my last scene was with Maurice, and I was laying on the table, and he was saying goodbye to me. And I remember, like, you know, tearing up and just, like, trying, you know, I had to pretend like I was dead, so I had to, like, hold it together. But I remember just, like, tearing up and just being like, you know, This is a big, big, huge part of my life that I'll never forget and always be grateful for. And the fans, the fans are just, the General Hospital fans, I've never experienced anything like that before. Like, I had a woman in the airport the other day, like, going nuts. She was like, you're Courtney. I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's been, like, 10 years.
Well, if I saw you in the airport, I'd be like, hey, yeah.
They don't forget. I'm like, wow, that's so cool.
Especially when you've been watching it for 40 years, 20 years, 30 years, you know.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah,
dedication.
I remember watching it. I don't get a chance to now. I'm all over the place. But I remember before I was on, I used to watch it when Jonathan Jackson was on. And I remember I had the biggest crush on him.
My sister did, too.
Oh, my goodness.
When he
goodness.
First came
him.
On when he was young.
Oh, my gosh.
I actually watched Nashville. I started watching Nashville because of him, and then I got into the show.
It's good.
Really
I've seen
show.
A few.
Yeah.
I would love to do a show like that because I love to sing, and I've never done it on, you know, I just do it for fun, but I've never done it on a show before, but I would love to get on a show where I could actually sing. That'd be fun.
That's why I don't think he came back to GH, because he's living in Nashville and the show is taped in Nashville, so it's like the win-win situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and too, I mean, when you're working on a show like that, you're working really, really, really crazy long hours, and to do anything else is hard.
That'd be awesome, Alicia. If you were on Nashville, we could definitely hear you sing, and your talents would shine even more.
Oh, yeah.
Fans should
definitely
get you petitioned, and let's get you on these shows, because you're definitely missed on daytime, and we want you on prime time. We want
Right. Elsa, did you have any more questions for...
No, but I'm going to look for her on Twitter.
Okay. Well, if
well,
you
thank
think
you for calling. We appreciate
thank,
it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you again. It's been such a long time.
I know. Good to hear from you. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure.
Have a good night, girl. I'll talk to you soon, hopefully.
Yes, definitely.
All right, bye.
Bye. Thanks for calling us. Okay.
Alicia, you said that you have a Twitter. You can follow me at Party Will. You know, that's mine, at Party Will. That's on Twitter. And you can always reach Carly, and you can add me on Facebook if you got that Facebook page going. I would love to interact with you through that, too. That would be awesome.
Look me up, too, because it's easier for you to do it because I am – I am so challenged with this stuff.
Okay.
But if you look me up, I'm on
there. What's the page for your fans can find you?
For Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, it's all Alicia Lee Willis.
Okay, so cool. And could you tell the fans while they're listening a little more about your fan club that Carly was talking about? Is that still going active, or how can we get on that?
You know, yeah, it's been a minute since I've I still occasionally, you know, I interact with people sending mail and all that, but the best way to reach me now is through social media. Like, it's all about social media now. And,
of course. Mm-hmm.
That's the way to do it. As far as a fan club, if I get it going again, I'll post something on social media and give everyone the information on there.
Oh, wow, that's very sweet of you to do that. Appreciate that. Carly, do we have any more callers?
Yes, babe, we do.
All right, let's take them on.
773, you're on the air.
Hi, Carly. Hi, Courtney. It's Margie Dalton.
Hi.
Oh,
we have to tell you something. Hi. That's wonderful to speak to you. And Carly and I have a huge crush on your son.
On my son?
On Spencer.
Okay, how old is he?
He's like
about
8
9?
Or 9. I know. He's a gay one. I know it's wrong. I have a crush on him, but we do.
We do.
I can't. Yes.
That is hilarious. That is hilarious. You know, it's so funny because someone told me through Twitter, I heard that they had showed he was looking at a picture of me or something on one of the shows. And so it kind of made me sad because I was like, oh, my gosh, I have this little son out there that I don't know. He doesn't have a mommy. Poor kid.
I know. But you know what? It's cool. It's a writer. Is it perfect? He's going to be like Nicholas. He's going to have a connection to, like, everybody practically in town.
Yep, he does.
He has all these connections, so when he's older, like, it's just going to be amazing. I just, you know, I think
look at
like,
the two families he's born
right
into. He's born into two pretty major families on there.
My son.
Well, I always enjoy, I mean, I enjoy all the scenes, but I like the ones between him and Sonny. It's so priceless because Sonny's giving him advice on love, and that's really cute. And then at the other end, he tries to manipulate his dad, Nicholas, and they were like, all right, whatever. I can get
that. That is so funny.
It's really good.
He's a little hustler.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
and your son did not like, they went with Nick and Liz for a while. I hope they leave that alone and go with Nick and Britt. Yeah, because your son doesn't like Liz. He's like, I don't like you. You know, I went down with, you know, Britt. So it's like, but they showed a picture of you on screen a couple of weeks ago. He had one of you. And I thought that was so cute. And I kept thinking, they keep bringing her up. Are they bringing her back?
I think there's a reason. I was hoping there's a reason they did that on purpose. Also, the other thing is I like how automatically Spencer's fired for the lovely Emma Drake. That makes for perfect drama when he's older. Can you imagine? A little triangle going on.
Emma Drake.
Yeah. Mama.
Yeah. So, Marjorie, do you have any questions for Alicia?
We need Courtney back. It's so far brilliant. I mean, Victor's alive. All these people are alive. Okay, fine. But we love you.
I want Courtney back, too. Yes.
We love you. God, when you died, it was horrible. It was like a member of the family. And you got to be with your son.
I love GH, and I love the nurse's bubble. When I was watching it all going down, I'm like, man, I would be so much better to have Courtney involved. That would rock.
You guys are so sweet. You guys are so sweet. Well, hey, you never know. You never know. Never rule it out. You never know what's going to happen. If if they, I would love to go back and work with all that whole team again. It's just a great group of people, and
I miss them.
Yeah.
I only know how they could write you back. I've said this for years. All they have to do is say that Sunny and Jason were hiding you out somewhere, and they knew you were really alive, and, you know, they were keeping you safe from the Cassadines because Sunny didn't like it, the fact that you were dating Nicholas, because the Cassadines are very dangerous, and Elena was about to kidnap you again and kill you.
See, you've already got it figured out.
Your witness protection.
Like I told you before, I was telling you, Alicia, that I'm a writer and I'm a online fanfic writer, so I love bringing the tropes continuing on. Your character Courtney. So this is like a spoiler alert. I'm gonna try to bring your favorite character Courtney back on the. I like to write for Poor Child and GH Night Shift, and that's really popular. So you were saying before that you like social media, check out partywillsblog.tumblr.com, and you can catch up on some of those stories, and it might give you some nostalgic there. But I would be honored if you checked it out. You would enjoy the stories going up with your favorite characters.
Oh, nice. Very cool.
Yeah.
Even as a ghost, they could bring you back.
Exactly.
Thanks. I could go on to see people.
Alan's always popping over.
Yeah.
I think Natty did that. Natalia did that, right? We talk all the time. I love her. She's amazing. We talked about that last time we hung out, how she was going back to play a ghost.
Because she did a Days stint, which I liked. I mean, really great to see it back, but no, and not Days. PH, my love.
How about are you, Alicia, are you familiar with, like, the Kindle app? I was going to say, is there any books on there that you like to read off of the Kindle?
Oh, you know, I'm not, I don't, I'm trying to think what, I think I use iTunes to get my books.
Oh, iTunes, okay, cool. Is there
anyone
you're reading right now, or?
You know, let me think. There was actually one that I just finished, and I can't remember the name of it. I go through them so fast. I don't even remember, like, what I've read last. I read a lot. Let's see. What's the one that they're making the movie of? About the girl who gets in the car crash. What is that first one?
Okay, you're reading that one. Okay.
Yeah, I just finished it. It was good. I actually read the one after it as well.
You know, the book I can't stop reading, and that's off of the Kindle, is Jackie Collins' Rockstar. You've got to read it. It's so good.
I saw that on there, and it actually got good ratings. Yeah,
it's good, especially, you know, because it's funny, because Kindle's on your phone or on your iPad. It's just like reading it from a book, but you're reading it, you know, through your technology. I swear, it's like I can't stop reading it. It's so good. It's really, you know, it just grabs you in. And she's such a talented writer. I mean, I was enjoying her previous stories, but this one just really pulls you, like, deep into the story.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Really
fucked up.
Yeah.
Always looking for a good book.
Connie, do we have more callers?
We'll keep Marjorie on
and see if we got any more callers so we can get them before Alicia has to leave it.
Of course, we always keep Marjorie around. She always agrees with me. So.
Right.
Your brother needs you. He really does.
Yes, your brother
needs
you.
Well, you guys got to... Got to make it happen.
Okay.
And Carly needs you, too, because Carly is making wrong choices. We need her back with you, brother, like ASAP, not Franco.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
You got to work with Laura White when you were on, too, right? Because
I did. Yeah, I worked with her a little bit towards the end, and I had a great time working with her. She's a really, really talented actress, and she was really sweet. So yeah.
Well, yeah.
We gotta get to Vic.
Yes, we got it, and we are gonna start a campaign, and we are gonna get you back because this is ridiculous. This,
exactly.
You know, did I ever tell you why killing you was like necessary? Because I never thought it was necessary. I'm like,
well,
why?
You know, you can't blame them. You can't blame them because it wasn't their fault. I wanted to try and do other things and try and do prime time and so I wanted to try and do the prime time thing for a while. So I just wanted to kind of take a break from the soap world because I was young. I mean, I was only like 20. I was in my mid 20s when I left. So I just wanted to try other things and I did, and I had worked on a lot of great shows after that and had a lot of fun. And but, you know, I have to say, like, I love the daytime world, and that's kind of where I feel most at home.
Well, we love you on there, Kurt.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
I mean, we do.
Thank
I mean,
you. Best fans ever.
My VH, that's my heart. Everybody knows it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because with the dates thing, I thought they were going to bring you back more. I mean, it looked like on Days of Our Life, you know, when you were doing that couple of days, I thought, oh, they are going to bring her back. You know, because I thought you and Nicole had such a good-looking thing. Yeah.
I thought
they could make her one of Nicole's new friends, because Nicole needs a new friend by now.
She needs a friend really bad.
Yeah, so I really thought, they were gonna keep you.
Yeah,
on.
I don't know. I they left it open where you never know. You never know if they want to bring that character back.
And that's what I was thinking about.
GH characters, Courtney. If you think about it, even though that you had decided to leave and everything, daytime these days. There's always that open-ended situation that they could try to, if they really wanted to, they could try to bring you back. There's always that, there's always that opportunity.
Yeah. You never know.
I'm always open to
any opportunity. Just
calling into they didn't show your body of they didn't show Courtney's body. I guess when she died, there you go. There's hope.
No, they didn't.
This is a coffee production.
If they can leave a chain on Guiding Light, then they definitely can bring you back in some capacity. That's just me. It's like you said, maybe they can bring you back like a twin or something. That would be cool.
Well,
you never know.
If they can bring back all these people back right now, they can bring you back, and this makes us a little crazy. And if you came back, I would really worry about Will. If you came back, he would be like glued to the TV every day, and
Courtney would enjoy meeting the wonderful detective Nathan. What they call not breaking him and Maxia, but as friends, they could be friends. I mean, there's always that possibility. There's always, those ideas that could pop up.
I could see you being friends with Britt, actually. I could, But is there anything you would like to say to the fans? Because the fans are missing you. The fans, I know, want to see you back somewhere, sometime, like soon, because everyone misses you. You're like, one of our favorite actresses in daytime ever. And I really got you for real. He loves you. So as a girlfriend, I knew I had to get you. And when you said yes, I'm like, yeah. Oh, I'm going to get
yeah,
good girlfriend status after
yeah,
this.
That's kind of Patty's anniversary gift to me. So, babe, I love you so much for doing that, and thank you so much. So hugs to both of you.
Thank you for having me on. And to the fans, just thank you, thank you, thank you so much for always sticking by me, always sending so much love my way. And it just puts a smile on my face just knowing that there's people out there that have enjoyed my work. And it's just something I'll always be grateful for. They're the best. They are the best.
Yeah.
The GH fans are the most hardcore, and I love them.
Definitely want to come back, you know, and don't be a stranger. We want you back. I wanted to ask you, you said that you sing.
No?
What type of songs do you like to sing?
What type of songs do I like to sing?
Mm-hmm.
I love to
yeah,
listen
yeah,
to a lot of old school. I named my daughter after Nina Simone. And I love, like, old jazz, and I even like old country, like Patsy Cline, Loretta Lynn. I love you know, old school stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ooh, we're getting into school.
Yeah.
How about this? How about the next time you come on, how about you sing us one of those songs from Patsy Cline? I would love to hear that.
Sure, why not?
Alicia, you want to come on again?
Alicia agreed to sing the next time she's on.
So, Alicia, you want to come back? Alicia, you want to come back sometime, Nami?
I would like to what?
Come back on. Here, we would love to have you.
Of course. Yes, I would love to come back.
Yes.
Yeah. You got it.
Thank you.
Honey. Thank you so much, Alicia.
Honey.
It's been an honor to interview you and just to get to chat with you is such a wonderful, gesture from Carly. So thanks again for joining us and being a part of tonight.
Thanks, guys, for having me. Have a great night.
And you too.
Okay, you too.
You too, guys.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Bye, bye.
Thank you, Carly. Thank you.
Of course.
I love Carly.
I was trying to get hold of you on Facebook today to tell you to call in, but you wasn't on. So I'm like, oh, God, because I knew you liked to. I'm like, Sibel, call in. So
it was yesterday at the hospital. I had to go there. And we can't really
do
anything. My just stupid disease. I'm okay.
Okay, well, if you ever want to talk, I'm here, so just remember that.
Thank you, sweetheart.
I'm here, too.
Yes, well, and I love that you guys are a couple. God bless. Stay that way.
Oh, it will.
He's so sweet. I love the stories that you write. I catch up on those online, and I love Party Will.
Oh, yeah? You've been catching up on them? Did you read the one today, Marjorie?
That's
oh, my God. I shocked myself when I had, like, all these characters. It's melting out. It's getting really good. So keep reading.
Okay.
There's a lot of good twists.
But I'm home now so I can watch it. Yeah, I can read it. Thank you.
I wrote it so in depth it feels like a TV show.
I just watched GH about an hour ago or something.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I didn't have it caught up with anybody yet. But, thank you so very much for having Courtney.
Of course. Elise, are you still on there?
Yeah.
Did you want to say anything? You're just listening to us.
Speechless, kind of.
Yeah, we get that way, too.
No, it's I haven't talked to her in so long, and I was, I've watched her on other
with
shows,
Alicia?
But...
Yeah.
Alicia,
she's
such a sweetheart.
She's very, very just so
nice. It's funny
man.
Because I wrote her a letter probably a year ago. Because I'm still in her fan club, like I said, since she's been on GH, I keep up in her membership.
Alicia, maybe you can give us some information on that because I heard that there was a thing
every
out there
Christmas
for her
she
fan
sent
club.
Me a,
I would love to do that.
I have her website, and all you can do is join right on her website. I think it's like $30 or something, and then you get a welcome package. And, I wrote her a letter, and I sent it to her like about a year ago, and she wrote me back, and she sent me a Christmas card, and I was like, oh, my gosh.
Oh,
she's the sweetest person in the world.
You know, like Gina Tignoni, the one that plays Phyllis now on Y&R? She loves to wish everybody happy birthday when she finds out it's her birthday. I love her. She's so awesome.
Honey,
Kelly,
she did
do that. Yeah. Well, at least you can add me on Facebook too if you want to.
Yeah,
just,
I found her Twitter.
Give me some more details.
I started following her on Twitter. So. I'll have to find her on Facebook.
Oh, honey, I told her to add you, so.
Huh?
Babe, I told you, Elisa just added me to a Facebook page, and so I told her to add you to the page.
Twitter.
Oh,
okay.
Wow. Okay, thanks.
Wow,
appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I'm a Cloud Nine. Everyone knows yesterday was Carly and my first anniversary.
She already sent me a tweet, too. She was like, great talking to you, too. Thank you, XOXO.
Oh, yeah.
That was nice of her.
That's so sweet of her.
I just got her a tweet just now.
Yeah, but I'm just following her.
You can also add me on Twitter.
I didn't know she had a daughter. That's awesome. I'm happy for her.
Yeah, I didn't know either. And
agree.
I wonder if she's still surfing. That's the other question I forgot to ask her, but that's okay.
Well, she will be back on here, so, you know.
Yeah, definitely. I get your emails every time you have a show, so if somebody I know that I like that's going to be on, I'll call in or I'll text.
Awesome.
I'm going to call in. I get your email every week, so.
Yep. I didn't know I was going to
Elise, thanks so much.
Well, Elise and I are friends. Elise and I have been friends for, like, a couple of years. So.
God, you and I have been friends for
ever.
6, 7 years now?
Yeah, we have. So, Elise, me, my boyfriend, we all. This is my boyfriend, so. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw your post about you and your boyfriend. I'm so happy for you. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah.
Glad you guys are so happy.
Yeah, we're already making plans for the holidays, and we're making plans because my daughter will turn 7 already next month, and so Carly's going to be trying to visit, and then I'm going to start to go back with her so I can spend the holidays with her as well.
After that, we are going to, you know, hopefully we won't be together. I mean, we won't be apart that long after that. I'm hoping
so.
After that because I don't want to be apart from this guy.
I'm
too
happy
for this
year. I'm going to try to do at least one there over there visiting her. Is to do at least one live show together so we can do it like a couple. That's my ultimate goal right there, so definitely.
So I have a couple of announcements. We still have that big Zeno Hospital guest on. Well, big means, you know, yeah, it's going to be good.
Brother?
Because
the
only
show
by watch now is
General
Hospital. That's it.
Yeah. Make sure you guys call in on Friday to speak to the special mystery guest.
So what do you think? Did you watch today's
General
Hospital?
He will rock you.
I haven't watched today, so.
It was okay. But I really think from the beginning, I thought Victor Cassadine was Nathan's father. From the beginning,
so
I think today he realized it. So you got to watch it. But
I heard it was really good today.
It's funny though.
Is that the mystery guy that popped up into the house with Victor?
I'm sorry.
You know, at the end of yesterday's episode, they had the mystery guy come in with Grant.
We're in Auburn. It was Victor under there. The other guy said yellow
Victor.
One.
Okay, that's what I thought. I thought it was Victor.
Yeah, Victor was on
then.
Today, yeah.
Okay, so it was Victor then.
Yeah.
So did they kidnap Lulu again?
But yeah, they're still over, they're still unconscious because I call him James. Nathan wanted to know what, how nicely was in it. And he said that, well,
oh,
I should give a
sedative. How
much
you want to bet? How much you going to want to bet that they'll probably affect Lulu from having a baby again this time? Poor Lulu's going to go through a lot.
I pray that she can have one this time. I want Donnie. I'm trying to tell you both. And I hope, finally, Maxie wakes up that Benson is her guy.
Now, I'm just so excited, and I'm just going to say that
I'm still excited that
Billy Miller is playing the role of Jason Morgan because I'm a big Billy Miller fan. And I know that, you know, it might take a while for some of the fans to get used to him a little bit, but
mm-hmm.
I'd rather have him than the other ones they originally had planned.
Exactly.
Because
yep.
you would have really not wanted to have Jason Morgan back if you found out who they planned before him.
I'm excited. I'm excited to see
how Billy's going to take over.
I love Jason.
I'm kind of excited too because I mean I've never seen his work, but I've seen clips of his work on YNR, and I know he's a talented actor.
Oh God, yes.
And I would really like to see how he's either going to be Jason Morgan, is he going to be Jason Quartermain?
I'd like to see how
that's going to evolve. Everybody's been saying that, but I don't know.
No? I hope he's close with my sonny. Yeah.
But I think, I don't know if him and Sam will get back together. I don't know.
No. I don't think so.
I mean, everybody's saying they want him and Liz together, but Liz is so in love with Nick, I don't know.
Oh, okay. I am probably going to get in trouble for this, and I'm probably going to get bad emails, but I don't care. Screw Nick and Liz. I'm done. I am done with this.
I know. I don't want Nick and Liz back together either.
No.
Okay, good.
Don't worry about that. They're not going to get back together because Jason and Liz never had this storyline.
I think they should get that storyline that everybody wanted.
Yep.
I just think that, you know, Billy and Rebecca Hurst would make a great couple.
They would.
I'm so wanting Nick and Britt together that, I like
Britt and Nick together. I hated Britt at first, but when she was with Nick, I actually started liking her.
Yeah.
She was totally different.
And then you think where she came from, her parents. I mean, how is the poor girl going to turn out?
Exactly.
You know,
exactly. I mean,
it's not her fault. She was just that stupid.
Yeah.
Well, I love the mother, though. As an actress,
I like her mother.
Ladies, did you hear the good news about who's returning?
I'm sorry?
No. Who's returning?
Carly didn't tell you who's returning to General Hospital?
No, Carly didn't tell me.
Laura from Kenora?
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. Yeah.
Yeah. We kind of saw that coming because as soon as Lulu was kidnapped, I knew there was going to be a way they're going to bring back either Laura or they were going to try to bring back Lucky. But we know Lucky's not coming back anytime soon. So then it would be Laura. It would have to be Laura.
I think Laura comes back too.
But I heard they're going to bring their unfiring Star Wars again for, what, the 15th time now?
Yeah.
And now
the next jewels
and all this, they're going to go back to the 80s and do this, you know, run around chasing the jewels again.
The Victor storyline because there's more twists and turns as much as Fluke. And, you know, between me and you, I'm so dying to find out who Fluke is.
That's what I want to know. I think it's Jerry Jacks, but I don't know.
The Aztec Jewel storyline is doing really good, so I like that one.
I think it's Jerry Jacks, but who knows?
I hope his brother doesn't come back. I really am not a Jacks fan at all.
Huh?
I'm not a Jacks fan at all. Carly's husband, Jacks.
He's a good actor, but he won't come back. Mazui, this is why you and I get along so much.
I'm done with him. I mean, I think Jerry's more fascinating. You know, he puts always a little action. As long as my son, he's okay.
Sonny's not going anywhere.
Okay,
good. All right, listeners, I got a few little announcements.
I think it's going to come out that Laura and Sonny slept together, and Franco's going to be bye-bye, and I think Carly
yes.
and Sonny are going to get back together again for the fifth time, sixth time.
Yes.
I
like Carly and Sonny together.
Yeah.
Me too.
I was
going to do a quick shout-out for a Facebook group. You got to check them out. They're awesome. It's called Breaking News, TV Shows, Fun Gossip, Sports, etc., and I'm administrator in that group. It's
You'll
such a fun group.
You'll have to
check
it
out. You guys will
never
love it.
Find that. Have Carly inbox it to me because I will never find that.
I just wrote it down. The book, I loved it. Last week we were talking, I couldn't think of the name of it.
The latest that I heard on your sports alert is that I heard that Sonny might be getting some jail time probably to explain his actions. I don't know if that's true or not.
No.
That's what I've been hearing as of today.
No.
I heard that he might get out because Michael is supposed to go at him for going after AJ. So I think that's kind of in that aspect. I don't know. We'll find out.
No, Sonny cannot go to jail. No way.
Okay,
Sonny's not going to go to jail. There's no way.
Babe, mm-hmm. you know that we are Sonny fans on here, okay? And, you know, and the fact that I won AJ today, okay? Maybe I'm a mean person, but I won that son of a bitch to pay after all he's done in Sonny through the years. Okay, so he died. Okay.
I know it's going to come out, you know, and Michael's going to find out that he was the one that shot AJ eventually. Obviously, that's going to come out. I read that.
No, come out.
The first thing I heard about Sonny first was that they were either going to put him in a coma or they were going to have him released for a while. And there's so many different rumors. Which I got tired of following those. The latest one that I heard was something that apparently he might get jail time because of what's going on with him and that AJ storyline where Franco tells Michael what happened because he's mad at Carly, so he's going to take it out on everybody, having everybody get in trouble on purpose.
That's the thing. But I think
also, the other thing
I think Michael's going to be pissed at his parents for lying or not telling him the truth that Sonny shot AJ because Carly and Sonny both know and it's going to come out eventually that Carly and Sonny knew. And Michael's going to be pissed at both of them, but Kiki's going to be the one to keep him in line, I think.
Is that if you haven't picked up on it, is I'm thinking that Kiki is actually going to be Silas and Nina's daughter, and not really.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I was thinking the same thing.
Because think about it. Look at their anger when they get mad at each other. They take it. They've got that temper. Like, oh, you better watch out. She's nothing like Nina.
Oh, you're okay.
I was thinking the same thing about that one.
Yeah, breaking news, people. Okay, The View, I don't know if anyone cares.
Yeah,
but it's
I've watched
sister, The View. Rosie Perez and Nicole Wallace joined The View as new co-host along Rippy and Rosie beginning September 15th. Okay, people, of all the people they...
Okay,
I'm
going to film The View. I'm going to film The View. Is am I going to watch it?
I don't care if anyone gets mad, but the only reason I watch it
is just for Whoopi Goldberg, and if they're going to ruin it by just bringing all these other people,
exactly.
I won't even let Whoopi Goldberg be on. Because that's what I don't like about it. They're going to add all these people, which is fine and dandy, but you watch. You're going to see less of Whoopi now because they're going to be like, oh, a special co-host of today is this, and then they're going to have like a special... Whoopi's like on that one week, and maybe it's another co-host. I know what they do. It's just a joke. So I'm not going to be watching any of The View. The View sucks, and so does The Chew. And that's just...
No, I deleted it off my DVR because I used to watch The View every day. And screw that, what they did to Jenny and Sherry.
Exactly. Thank you very much. I was real upset when they fired Jenny McCarthy. She's, I don't care what anyone says. She's funny. She's actress. She's beautiful. Oh, congratulations to her and Donnie Wava.
Yeah.
They got married.
Yeah.
They make a couple.
Right here. Not too far away.
But, you know, his family doesn't really care for her. You know that.
That's okay.
Yes. Yes, I saw. Did you see that, Marjorie? When one certain celebrity family member didn't appear at the wedding, and then her family member didn't appear either.
They,
I was like, that's too bad.
But the reason Mark Wahlberg didn't, because he had his daughter's birthday.
Yeah, that's supposedly
and that's
what
they were saying.
I didn't think you were going to say that, Carly. I didn't think you were going to say his name, but that's okay. I blame him. I'm a big Mark Wahlberg fan. I think that was kind of dumb on that end. You think about it. Why would you get married when your brother's daughter's birthday is on the same day?
Exactly.
His own mother didn't go to the wedding.
His mom
didn't even go to the wedding.
No.
I approve of
the couple, but the way they did it getting married like that, I don't put up with that. It's just dumb.
Oh, and people, the CMA... Mm-hmm. Nominees of those were nominated today, and I just want to say, personally, I'm happy that Blake Shelton, Luke Bryan got nominated. Keep moving to, the guys, you know, I'm really happy that, you know.
Wow, that's good. Congratulations to all the nominees.
You know. Taylor got it. Lady Anna Balaam got it. So if they didn't, I was going to go to the Avoso and probably get myself kicked out because if Lady A wasn't going to do it. And the 48th CMA was hosted by Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood, who just announced she's pregnant. November 5th.
Yeah.
At 8 o'clock Eastern on NBC, people. So
okay.
I just wanted to let people know about that because people still know about that, too. But I'm not watching The View anymore, you know,
I haven't watched it in a while.
It doesn't make sense.
I watched Sherry's last show, and I was done.
That general hospital changes its time slot in certain areas, so don't be throwing a fit. It's just part of the whole, since it canceled Katie Couric's show, they're realigning a lot of shows. And this is just me, but I think it's dumb. And some of the areas, they're repeating a whole hour block of Judge Judy over bringing our subs back, which I think is just really stupid.
Thank you.
Marjorie,
I don't really care
for
Jenny McCarthy on the View, though. I only like Whoopi Goldberg on The View.
that's what I'm saying, yeah. I mean, I like Jenny McCarthy. It's a shame that she was let go. But my main one that I watch, and it's just for me, I always watch for Whoopi Goldberg because I've always adored her.
I love Whoopi, and I love Sherry.
And
July.
I like Sherry, too. Sherry's cool, yeah.
And she loves
I
love.
I finally got to see the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and I take it back. It's actually a really good movie. I recommend it if you like watching
really?
That action movie. You would enjoy it. There's an actress on there from G-League that played, I think it was her name, Lacey? Remember Lacey? That OBG chick from G-H?
Casey. Robin's friend?
Something like that, yeah. Okay, she's on General Hospital. She's on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the movie. And Whoopi Goldberg is on there. So check it out. I definitely recommend it.
I used to watch with my children buy the toys for them. I was a big Turtles nut back then.
And then the other movie that I'd like to recommend, y'all, is, and it's nothing about daytime, so it's a little side note, but I finally got to watch today, Think Like a Man 2. It is so hilarious. You got to watch it. It's anything from romance to drama to a little bit of sex appeal. And
really?
You're going to laugh. It's really good.
Really good. Thank you.
Remember when I warned people that when they found out who Jason Morgan was, the panties would drop?
guess what? Yep. Facebook said, panties are dropping.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep.
Yep, and for people that, no, I won't even go there.
Go there.
I want to go there. I want to go there.
That's just so funny. Candace, I'm going to tell you this. We got in trouble because we were accused of trying to say that we were revealing who Jason Morgan was. We were going
but we
to
weren't.
Just
no, you weren't.
We teased you that we know who it is and the panties will drop, but we never did say who it was, right?
Okay. Right. I'm with you. You never did.
I know. It's probably been about today or yesterday, right? Today or yesterday. That Billy Miller is Jason Morgan. Mm-hmm. And it's so funny because me and Carly were smiling. We heard it from our friends today. They're like, that's okay because we heard it from you first. Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, it's sweet that you said that because we're just, you know, me and Carly were journalists and we always use these, whether it's good or bad. And mm-hmm. we're never here to harm the shows. We just want to embellish that, we, you know, we're out there to support the shows. If anything, we just want to make it better.
Exactly. You know. Oh, and I got a stupid question. Anyone ever thought, okay, am I screwed up little crazy mind that real love so much? Okay, I really thought that Frisco, thank you, honey, but I really thought Frisco was brothers with Tony. I thought he was brothers with, like, Tony and, but also Tony and Mac and Robert, I thought they were all brothers.
No.
I don't know why that, you know, got in my little
They hung
head
out
head.
Together. Maybe because they all hung out together. Did you
maybe,
see them
but
with Kevin?
Kevin
and Mac
Lucas,
were nuns?
Yeah, but I thought Lucas and Maxie were cousins. Am I wrong? Am
there's
I
no
wrong?
No, there's no blood.
Okay, because I thought Frisco and, okay, oh, Frisco and Mac are all brothers, right?
No. Mac's brother is Robert. He's
okay.
Head of WSB.
Okay, Robert's brother.
He's
okay, so
Robert's uncle, right?
Because in the younger clips, and this is just, I thought this was kind of interesting, saw that when Robin was little, her godfather was also Frisco, and then there was Sean Donnelly.
Yeah, I mean,
so that guy was raised by anybody but Annie and Robert. That's what I'm catching on. I'm like, wow, that's major.
It is.
I mean, that's why I'm so confused because I thought Lucas was also cousin with Maxie because BJ was, and you know, Maxie got BJ tall because they were cousins. So I thought Lucas
was Tony.
He was a dapper.
Tony and Frisco have the same.
BJ was Lucas' sister.
Tony
and
her father, Frisco, and Tony Jones were brothers, and Tony's daughter was BJ's with his first wife before Bobby adopted her.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Okay. Thank you for clearing that up.
That's
how
long I've been watching the show for.
Do you two ladies watch Days of Our Lives?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's my question, and you can help me because I know Dave is so implicit in the writing that it's really good, but sometimes it's a little tough confusing. Can someone explain to me how Carrie is Anna's daughter, but not really Marlena's? I'm trying to understand the whole.
Okay,
family.
Say that again.
Carrie, Anna, and
Anna has
yeah.
Robin. That's Robin. That's it.
No, we are talking about Days of Our Life.
Oh, I was lying.
Oh, on Days, okay. On Days of Our Life, what happened was Roman and Anna got married or were together and had Carrie. And that's
okay.
Really Carrie's, Marlena's Carrie's stepmom, but they've, you know, Marlena's had her since they were really little. And so Sammy and Carrie are really half sisters, but they
half sisters. I knew that.
Yeah, but they
were. They don't act like sisters. Yeah, they don't act like sisters. So
yeah,
that,
I mean,
that was interesting
and
there. Yeah.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. So then Bill is also half-sisters with Sammy and
yep.
Eric, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Melinda has, like, 20 kids. No, I'm kidding. But, you know, and Kate has a lot of kids, too, with people, you know, forgotten because she has those alien twins. I call them alien twins.
They're aliens?
Well, not really, but they came from...
Yeah.
They came,
yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, they came from the spaceship or whatever. I don't know. I just remember that.
I didn't watch it back then.
Yes.
Does anybody like Kate?
Yeah?
The mirror? Yeah. I really like Kate. I like when she's in it, and I really want her still to go back with Reese.
How is
I
that right now, Sammy? Now that Allison Sweeney is done at Days of Our Lives, how are they going to write her off?
We really don't know if, you know, if people are keeping a secret about that one.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I hope they don't really let his fans down because they've made such a big deal about Sammy's exit. I hope it's not one of those where she just, like, vanishes to leave and then no word, like, when she returns. It'll be kind of dumb like that. I hope they give her at least a proper exit.
Well, I heard they were going to leave it open for her to come back. If she ever wanted to come back to her, they
were
leaving
it open. Well, they can do it so many ways because the way you have it set up, remember that EJ kind of hinted that Sammy and Kate are on his hit list, Sutfield's hit list? Well, it could go either way. Maybe EJ fakes Sammy's death so to satisfy Stefano's thirst for revenge.
Oh, wait,
you never
guys,
know. He could do that.
You guys, we have another call.
Okay.
678, we on the air. You on the air? 678, you on the air?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, we are.
Who's going to be on there with you?
I can't tell.
We promise we won't tell anyone.
Yeah, we on air right now, people, okay? We on air and Carly gets in trouble.
Yeah, I know. I'm kidding.
Yeah, Carly and we'll both get in trouble.
No, I don't want that. I don't want you in trouble.
Yes, because, honey, if I got in trouble, you know, you get in trouble too. You know that, right, babe?
I know. Yep.
Yep.
No. I'm just teasing. You can't tell. It's a secret.
Yes, but you guys will like it. You guys will love us, and you guys will,
whether
we
do.
Well, I know you guys always do.
And thank you, everybody that did get a call in and have been listening. We always appreciate you guys, you know, your input and your support. It means a lot to us, so thank you for that.
Oh, yeah, we love you guys. Wait, is that Christy on the phone? Christy, is that you? The 678 number? What's your name?
Hey, can you tell me who's going to be on there Friday?
It's a secret.
It's a secret. What's your name?
It's a secret.
What is she asking?
Who's going to be on Friday?
Yeah, it's a secret. We can't give it away. Sorry, it's a mystery guest. We don't want to get in trouble, so we have to respect the actor. You know, the we have to respect our special guest so that
it's
they should return again. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you call in. It's going to be Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific, and you know, it's going to be fun.
That's the only thing that counts.
Okay, thank you. Y'all have a great night.
Okay.
It's a secret.
I'll get the email anyway. I get the emails.
I was worried you were going to say something.
How are we going to bring back Courtney?
I don't know,
we,
but
are,
we have to.
We are going
to
deal. We are going to deal.
She's been sending me messages on Twitter, so since we got off the phone.
She
has those. Babe, she's following me on Twitter right now.
Yeah, she's following me too.
I'm on the phone.
We've been sending tweets back and forth as we've been on the phone.
Who are you talking about?
Well, she used to be an avid surfer, and I asked her if she's still surfing now that she's had her daughter.
We are talking about your hall pass, you know. We are talking about your number one hall pass that we just got off the phone with. Yeah. She is following me on Twitter now.
Yeah, I'm on my phone
for mental. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, but she will follow you. There's Twitter, babe.
I like Twitter. Twitter's fun.
I love
me
Twitter.
Too.
Yeah,
like,
but Twitter.
I like Twitter. I like
Twitter
way better than
Twitter.
I like
can also.
Just be careful
Twitter
on your Twitter's people, because on me, you know, people try to follow, and that's great. Just be careful, because I did mine on private because it protects you from hackers.
Yes.
So
it does?
Prepare for that. Just be really careful, yeah. Yeah, be really careful. Carly can tell you, I just went through that nightmare before, so just be careful of, you know, who you're adding on in the Twitter world.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, and also, Twitter is great.
And we can't please Carly and me, do not, under no circumstance, do not add Facebook Messenger. It's nothing but a virus.
Thank you.
Yeah. On Facebook that you like, let's say, for example, if I'm on there and I said, warning, do not add Facebook Messenger, do you know that Facebook will block you for 10 days?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was so stupid. Why did they do that anyway? I don't understand
because
that. They want you to download another app.
They don't want you to say anything involving Facebook because then it probably makes them look bad, so they punish you by, like, blocking you or whatever. But the way to go around it is just tell your friends through your inbox messages or, you know, text them, whatever you got to do. But don't post it on Facebook because then you're blocked and you can't do nothing, like, for 2 days. Carly can tell you. It's a nightmare.
Yeah, it's a nightmare.
The biggest thing that they ever did was
I go the other way around. I'll post it on my new blog, which is Pro TV. I also post it on my Party Wheels blog. And then I also do it on Twitter. So one way or the other, I'm going to spread the news. But you can't do it on Facebook because they try to punish you.
But
yeah,
I'm
not ridiculous.
I pulled it out of there.
And also, there's a new feature on Facebook. I definitely do not recommend anyone adding it. Do not try the Mentions app that they're trying to get on for you to get, because it records your private information. So be prepared for that.
Mentions? Okay. Thank you.
Yeah,
Don't add that one.
Yeah.
It's a new feature. Someone complained about it today. They said the phone was blinking like crazy. I'm like, why? Because it's a virus.
Right.
Because
my phone was blinking like crazy when I had Facebook Messenger.
I don't have any of that crap. I didn't even download it when it said to download. I was like, I ain't downloading an app within an app. That's stupid.
There's a trick around that. I'm going to tell you right now, again, between us. What I have to do every time when I'm on Facebook and it wants me to add Facebook Messenger, that little option where it says tell me later, keep clicking like that like crazy. Because as soon as you click it, I'm going to admit this, I tried it one time in that Facebook Messenger. Do you know that my phone kept giving me some problems, so I took it off, and I looked under the cache. That thing took up 800-something space on my phone, so I took it off.
If
your phone goes slow, look under settings on your phone, no matter what one you have. Look under cache and clear your cache, which is like a computer, and your phone will run smoothly again. What it is all these apps that we add, if you don't look carefully, some of them take up too much space on your phone. Like MySpace, there's one called Snapchat.
Yep, I don't have that.
There's one called Grindr. No, I don't have Grindr, but my friends told me all about it. I don't add it. But that one is like 900 on your phone. Instagram is okay, but just be careful because the more pictures you take, the more space it takes on your phone. All those pictures will go on your phone. On Instagram, it adds it up, so you gotta be careful of that too. Instagram's okay. I'm just saying, just be careful how many pictures you take, because that's what takes up your space on your phone. Yeah, that's And then, of course, you know, there's game apps. So you just got to be careful of anything that you add. It's basically what me and Carly wanted to stress to y'all tonight.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Because you mentioned about Messenger, and then I got rid of it, and I feel better about it because it's not eating all my data. Before my data.
I have unlimited data, which is great.
Me too, but
I do.
When I have the Messenger, I tried it because I was trying to save text with everybody faster, like it said. But instead, it was like going too slow. So when I took it off, it was going great.
Mm-hmm.
I think Facebook Messenger is just a stupid app they created.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was so stupid. I don't like that.
Mm-mm. I went to the Play Store on my phone and I just
uninstalled it. I can't inbox anybody anymore.
Also, another thing, and this will make you mad. Carly found this out too as well. When you add Facebook Messenger, do you know that they could share your information without even telling you? They don't need your permission.
Oh, yeah. I read
because
that.
When you click it, this is just fine print. When you click the Facebook Messenger, you're automatically allowing them to do that. And I found this almost the hard way, but luckily I took mine off, too. I didn't even keep it a day. I took it off like less than an hour when I barely had it.
I took it off Friday when we talked about it. I said, Will says it, so...
Yahoo Messenger is also like that. There's a virus on a lot of these messengers, so don't add any of those.
No, I
don't want the whole world to know I have MS. And you just shared it with a friend of mine on Messenger. And I really didn't know the whole world would find out, you know. That I mean, they make the stuff you put public, right?
Oh, yeah.
And thank you, Will. I wanted to write to you and thank you.
You're not following Will on Twitter?
Yes.
I mean, on Facebook?
Not on Facebook yet, no.
Oh, you will in a
minute. I don't know. Maybe I'll have to rather.
I'm doing Party Will, and I'm reading what he writes, where he continues on with my folks, in his, you know, his writing mind.
Yeah, I remember you read my stories. Also, another one I got, it's a really cool little blog. You should check it out for yourself as well. It's called Quote TV. You can create your own blog and everything. Ladies, it is better than Facebook. It's more protective. It's very on the edge, and it's really good. You would enjoy it.
More special? Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
I have unlimited messages. I paid for it, right? Unlimited everything, right? But then they call me up and tell me that I went over it. So for another $20 a month for my son and me, that's $40, you add 1,000 more. And I says, yeah, but if it's unlimited, it's unlimited. And they said,
Marjorie, did you know what Facebook is doing? And this will make you mad. Do you know the people that you don't have? For example, let's say you and me don't know each other. If I message you or you message me, Facebook is trying to charge you those extra charges just for them messaging you. How stupid is that?
Ridiculous.
That is stupid.
The app is free, right? It's a lot of bullshit.
Yeah. Well, this is a catch. If you're on, like what you were saying, if you're on a data plan, they're going to charge you. See, with me, I'm protected because I have T-Mobile unlimited plan. So they're not going to charge me nothing, but still they try, but it won't go through because it rejects it.
Oh, it does.
For you guys that have regular data plans, it's like eating it up, like, you know, how do you say it, like,
eats
it up real fast. I mean, it's a data plan killer, basically. Yeah.
I switched it to unlimited, and that's when they called me and told me that I went over. And I said, if it's unlimited, it's unlimited.
Wait,
what you have to do is ask them for a copy of that record, and you're going to be mad. Watch, it's going to come out that it's going to be traced to Facebook. That's what's going on. You're getting charged for different things on Facebook, or maybe, I don't think Twitter does it, but I know Facebook is really bad about it, and so is MySpace. So you watch out for that.
Okay, thank you. Wow. I could figure it out, you know. I go, but they'll sign up for the two of us, you know. My son uses a navigation on his phone because he's a delivery driver. So we have the extra data plan, so he could do that, right? And always on this phone. I mean, I don't really use it for a phone. I am right now, but it's usually...
And then there's another one. that you guys need to be really careful. The two that are out there right now that people are having trouble with, it's two of them. There's Prim and Firefox. Those are the main ones that people are having trouble with right now. They're okay. Don't get me wrong. They're okay.
Right.
A lot of people are complaining about Firefox and Chrome. So be really careful about
wow.
that. I don't have that
yeah,
on my
phone or
my iPad. But
mm-hmm.
my friends tell me about it, you know, because I always learn from experience from friends. And that's good, so I can help as a journalist to give you guys the good and the bad about it.
Right.
But, no, I mean, if you don't need Firefox, if you don't have to add it, don't.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't need Chrome, if you don't have it, don't get it. It just takes up too much space on your computer.
Hmm. That's all I'm like, right? The Hangouts you said was private, right?
The Hangout is fun. I do have that on Google,
mm-hmm.
and that works out good, yeah.
It's okay, good, because I have
that one's good. The ones that I approve would be Google's Hangout, Skype.
Okay.
Instagram's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And, what's
what
the
about
other
Tumblr?
One?
Tumblr?
Tumblr, Tumblr's fine. And there's another one that's called, pin something?
Oh, Pinterest. Where you pin things that you like.
Pinterest. That
right.
one's good, too. Yeah,
those
are fine.
I have that, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have those. I think I'm on Party Wheel and all of those, but yeah, all those are safe.
You put pictures on there because I pinned your pictures.
Yeah. I haven't been on there lately because, you know, I had to take one out to replace the other, but I go on there when I can, yeah.
I can, right.
Thank
you.
Monday,
I appreciate your help.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to say that I put you in... Really, as friends on Facebook, I suggested it.
Ooh.
So,
thank you very
much. Oh, thank you.
I love you guys. You know that you're my friend.
Yeah.
Besides, like people like that.
You're our friend. Yeah, definitely
mm-hmm.
appreciate. Carly's friends
are
my friends. I'm always, you know, grateful for all y'all.
Yeah, I know. We are in this cute phase of our relationship right now, Audrey. Well, when we go, like, 4 hours without talking or 3 hours, I go crazy. I'm like, where is he? I want to talk to him. Yeah, I go kind of crazy.
I know what it is.
You're going to want to definitely keep up with Port Charles this week because, as you recall, latest where I left you all hanging,
mm-hmm.
I had it where Carly was getting involved slowly with Nicholas Newman from General City, so keep paying attention because there's going to be a twist coming with that. And
good.
Then also we found out that Felix has a twin brother named Frederick, and that's
really
funny. So yeah. So I'm hoping to do an episode later this week for Port Charles, the wedding of Lucas and Felix. So whether or whether not May, stay tuned because it's going to be good.
Wow, thank you. Yeah, it is going to be good.
Yeah, I love him.
I
love spoiling and teasing y'all. It gets good.
Yes.
And you know what sucks,
you
guys? He won't tell me what he's writing. I'm like, oh, come on, babe, tell me. And he's like, you have to read it. I'm like, but I'm your girlfriend. Don't I have any privilege?
No, you need to read it first.
Well, you know how it is as a writer. It's just like writing a masterpiece.
He's a writer.
Or anything you create. You want to share it with the world and your girlfriend, but you don't want to give anything away because
exactly.
you want to see her expression when she reads it.
I know, but,
yeah.
you know.
That's yeah. true, though. See? He loves you. It's just, you know, that's the writing.
It's quarter of 12 here, so I'm going to get off and there is a bed.
What time is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Quarter of 12 there. I'm on the Eastern time, so.
It's
you know, maybe.
It's 11:43.
10:43 here. Hey, what time
is that? It's 8. It's really here. It's 8:43 here, so.
Yeah, I know, because you're on a
oh,
specific
wow.
time.
What time do you have to? Before they cut us off.
Well, thank
yeah.
you, ladies. I appreciate everybody being here tonight. I
appreciate you.
Calling
thank
in.
You so much, Wolf.
Yeah, and don't
thank
be a stranger.
You.
And you know where to find me on, you know, the blog and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
And don't forget Friday. We'll be back and we'll interview a mystery guest, and we'll take it from there. So, night, everybody.
Night, guys. Bye. Bye.
You leave too early.
Thanks, Carly.
Bye.
Take care, everybody. God bless.
Night. Bye.
Yes.
Night.
Night,
bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye. Night.